Let's read words from the Lord Jesus' mouth, Matthew 16. Let's start at verse 22.
UPetru wayesemthatha waqala ukumkhuza uJesu wathi Musa Nkosi lokho akusoze kwenziwa kuwe.
But he turned and said to Peter, verse 22, then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, Far be it from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you.
Yena waphenduka wathi kuPetru buyela emva kwami Satani. Uyisikhubekiso kimi ngokuba uqondi okukaNkulunkulu kepho kwabantu.
But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men.
Khona uJesu wathi kubafundi bakhe, Uma umuntu ethanda ukuza emva kwami, makazidele athabathe isiphambano sakhe akulandele.
Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
Ngoba yilowo nalowo othanda ukusindisa ukuphila kwakhe uyakulahlekelwa yikho, kepha ulahlekelwa ngokuphila kwakhe ngenxa yami uyakufumana.
For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
Indaba engithanda ukukhuluma ngayo ile uma umuntu ethanda ukuzemva kwami akazidele athabathe isiphambano sakhe.
I want to highlight this point today. He who desires to follow me may he take up his cross and follow me.
Uma uthanda ukumlandela uJesu into ephakeme lento into ebizayo futhi.
If you want to follow Jesus, it is something that requires total commitment.
Kufanele ukuthi uzidele.
It means denying yourself.
Ngikhumbula ngelinye ilanga sekuyiminyaka eminingi ngiseJalimani.
I remember many years ago in Germany.
Enye inceku yenkosi yakhuluma nami.
A certain servant of the Lord spoke to me.
Yathi lapho ngiphenduka ngaye eBhayibheli.
He said, When I got converted, I went to Bible college.
Uthi ngahlangana nento eyisimanga.
And I had an amazing experience.
Ngoba ngesikhathi sifika thina esijudeni bekumelwe ukuthi sibonana nothisha nhloko sibuzwa imibuzo sivivinywe.
Because when we were first to be accepted at the college, we were interviewed by the principal who would cross-question us.
Kwase kufike enye insizwa emhlophe.
And then a certain young man, a white man, came.
Ibiqeqeshiwe yeyunivesithi ineziqu zayo.
He was very well educated and had a number of degrees from university.
Yafundela ihlahla zezithelo.
He had studied, in particular, fruit trees.
Ukuthi zihlungwa kanjani, zinqunywa kanjani, amagatsha alahlwayo, ukuthi kuyimaphi.
How they are pruned, how branches are thrown away, and how things are done.
Wathola isiqu esiphambili, amanothi aphambili, waphasa ngamalengiso.
And he had wonderful marks, got an honorary degree with excellent results.
Umphathi wesikole wambiza.
Now the principal of the school called him.
Wamnika isikele sokuthena isihlahla.
He gave him a pair of pruning shears.
Wahamba naye baye esihlahleni zama-apula.
And they went out together in between apple and cherry trees, fruit trees.
Wathi insizwa, ngifuna ukuthi uhlunge uthene lezihlahla.
And he said, young man, I'd like you to please prune these trees over here.
Wayesemchazela ke wathi uyabona lo muthi ngifuna ukuthi ususe lelo gatsha, ususe lelo takisi, ususe lamagatsha. Uzwile? Wathi yebo.
And he explained to him, he said, look, I want you to remove that branch and I want you to see to this one over here and that branch over there too. And he said, yes, I hear.
And he showed him the wrong way. The branches that shouldn't be cut should be cut. And those that the opposite as well. He told him all the wrong things and said, now you do. Now here's the specialist. He knows how to do it. And he tells him the opposite and says, now you do it.
Wamtshela okuphambanayo wathi nquma leligatsha kanti bekungafanele. Ekhuluma nengcwethi yendaba kanti ubemtshela okuphambene.
Wayesehamba wamshiya.
Then he left him.
Wathi ngifuna ukuza ukubona ukuthi uzokwenza yini okuphambene nolwazi lwakhe, okuphambene ne-experience yakhe, okuphambene nolwazi lwakhe, akwenze lokhu engimtshele kona okulong.
And then he went away saying to himself, now I'm going to see whether he is willing to put aside all his expertise, all his knowledge, all that he feels and knows to be true about trees and do what I've told him, which is the opposite.
Uthi ngiyamhlola ngifuna ukubona ukuthi uyakwazi ukuthoba.
He said to himself, I want to test him. I want to see if he can humble himself.
And whether he can bow. Why say I commit in? What he called in Cizwa, a specialist. Ehlakaniphile. Iyazi ukuthi izinto zenziwa kanjani. Kodwa ngiyamvivinya. Ngamtshela ukuthi akwenze lokho okuphambene nemizwa yakhe. Ngifuna ukwazi ukubona ngibuhlole ukuthi uyakwazi nokugoba nokthoba.
So you
uma engathobanga engakwanzanga ngeke simukele la isikoleni.
He went back to the committee running this institution and said, now I've put a test before him. He's highly qualified in this area of trees and I've told him to do it in another way. I want to see whether he's willing to bow. If he's not, then he can't be accepted at this college.
Ngoba le college, I college lika moyo ngcwele, I college lempilo, umuntu ongakwazi ukthoba nokugoba nokulalela ngeke alunge evangelini.
For he said, this place is run by the Holy Spirit. We don't want anyone who wants his own way, his own will, who cannot bow and listen and be obedient.
Uma eseqedile, bikutsemqedile, why awuthisha nhloko? Why umuntu kaNkulunkulu wafika, wamfika enze lokho atshelwa ikona, wathi siyakumukela.
Then he went back to the trees and he found that he had cut the branches exactly as he had been told. He said, we're willing to accept you.
He had done exactly what he was told. He says, because in the kingdom of God, there's no room for a disobedient person who doesn't do what you tell him. There is no room for a person who is stubborn and stiff-necked who cannot bow.
What he ukwenze kahle ngoba embusweni kaNkulunkulu ayikho indawo yomuntu onentamo lukhuni ongathanda ukuzithoba.
nangempela bukana abantu abahlubuka inkosi abaphuma indleleni ngenxa yani abakwazi ukugoba okwesibili abakwazi ukulalela yikho usathane bethola kalula.
Just observe those who leave the trek and see the characteristics of stubbornness, disobedience, not being willing to humble themselves.
Manje mhlambe khona abanye laba ngavumelani nalomphathi weBhayibheli bathi hayi akenzanga kahle.
Now some here might be a bit upset with this director of the college who did this, that he didn't do the correct thing.
Noma simvuma, noma simsola. Kodwa iqinisi leli, uma uhluleka ukugoba, uma uhluleka ukuthoba, uma uhluleka ukulalela, wenza into otshelwe yona, you are no good. Rubbish.
Whether we agree with him or disagree, the truth still remains that a person who doesn't humble themselves, isn't willing to deny themselves, is worth nothing, is rubbish.
Inkosi ikhuluma nabafundi bayo, ikhuluma nabantu, iyababiza, ithi wozani ngilandele.
The Lord spoke to his disciples, he spoke to the people and said, come, follow me.
Wathi uma ufuna ukungilandela, ngeke uphumelele uma ungazidelanga, uma ungavumanga ukuthi ulahlekelwe lokho nakho.
But then said, he who wants to follow me can never follow me if he's not prepared to give up himself and his own will, to deny himself.
Kufana neparadox, yazi paradox, into phambeni ukaJesu.
This saying of Jesus is like a paradox.
Uthi uma ufuna ukuzuza ukuphila kwakho, kumele ukuthi ukudedele ulahlekelwe yikona.
For he says, if you want to gain life, you've got to lose your life.
Uma ufuna ukuphakama, zehlise.
If you want to be uplifted, you've got to go down.
Uma ufuna ukuba omkhulu, yiba omncane.
If you want to be among the great, you've got to be among the little, the small. If you don't do that, you'll never get anywhere.
Uthabathe isiphambano sakho. Uthabathe isiphambano kuchaza ukuthi ufe.
And take up your cross, describing and meaning death.
Uma ufuna umqhele wasezulwini, thabathi isiphambano umfe. Ngesingisi kuthiwa kushiwo kahle, before you get the crown, you must take up the cross. The cross before the crown.
Ngesingisi kushiwo kahle ukuthi isiphambano kuqala ungakatholi umqhele.
Uma ufuna inkazimulo, ubukhazikhazi, hlupheka.
If you want glory, be willing to suffer.
Uma ufuna ukuthola umvuzo, inzuzo, dela. Bege elatini ngesingisi is sacrifice before reward.
If you want true gain, true profit, then give up everything. Let it be sacrificed on the altar. There's sacrifice before reward.
Uma ufuna ukuthola inzuzo, nikela.
If you want to truly gain, then sacrifice.
Giving before gaining. Yabona. Ikhokholwa impica badala. iphambana nengqondo yemvelo.
Do you see how utterly unlike our thinking this is? It is completely against the natural man's way of thinking.
Ulahlekelwe.
Losing.
Phambi kokuthi uwine.
Before you win. Before you gain.
Ngikhumbula angazi ukuthi bekungo 54-55 ini. Ngaba semhlanganweni kababa Nicholas Bengu enomhlangano wabashumayeli bakhe.
I don't know if it was around about 1954-55, somewhere around there, where I was present at a meeting of Reverend Nicholas Bengu's preachers, where he was to address them.
Wathi bazalwane bafowethu, niyabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu ungibusise kangakanani.
He said, brothers, you've seen how greatly God has blessed me.
Mhlawumbe nani niyafisa ukuthi kwangathi ningathola lezo busiso engayitholayo.
And maybe you too desire such blessings that you should walk in them as well.
Wathi ngiyakutshela kodwa ngiyantshela ikho indlela yekheshu ukuba uvele uthole ibusiso.
But he said, there is no shortcut to the way of blessing.
Uma nifuna ukubusiswa, hluphekani qala.
If you do seek blessing, then suffer first.
Athi ngakufunda lokho ukuhlupheka.
He said, for that is what I had to learn, suffering.
Athi ukuhlupheka ngiyakwazi.
He said, I know what it is to truly suffer.
Ubesho lokho kushiwo uJesu, uma ufuna ukuzuza, lahlekelwa.
He was really saying what Jesus says, if you want to gain, then be willing to lose.
Wayesilandisa eshumayela ivangeli.
And then he shared with us how he preached the gospel.
Ubengenayo imoto, ubengenayo iveni, ubengenalo ibhayisikili. Ube hamba ngenyawo nomkakhe.
How it was when he began preaching the gospel, he had nothing. He had no vehicle, no pickup, no bicycle. He just walked with his wife.
Belamba.
They were hungry.
Behamba endleleni.
Walking along the way.
Nengane encane umkakhe esanda kubeletha enengane encane.
They had to walk along the road with their newborn.
Endleleni yagula ingane yafa.
And on the way, this infant took ill and died.
Bebengenayo imali ukuthenga ibhokisi.
They had no money for a coffin.
Bebengenayo imali ukwenza izinto.
They had no money for anything.
Uthi lapho eduze ne main road. Wamba umgodi wathatha ingane yakhe wayisonga ngengubo yabo yokulala wayingcwaba.
And he said, along that very road, along that main road, he just took this infant, wrapped it in a blanket, dug a hole and buried his child.
Ibingekho indawo yamangcwaba.
They couldn't go to a graveyard.
Eduze kwomgwaqo wambela ingane yakhe. Uyazi ke wena mzali osolahlekelwa umntwana ukuthi kunhlobo.
You parent, if you've ever lost a child, you know what that means.
Wathi uma nifuna ukubusiswa, hluphekani. Hlupheke kuqala. Iyona ndlela yokunotha, yokuthola ingcebo.
And he preached, if you really seek blessing, then be willing to suffer, for it is through suffering that we enter into blessing.
Ngiyabona ukuthi kuyinto kungani ukuba abantu abambalwa kangaka baphumelele, kubonakale ukuthi hey phumelele, ubusisekile. Ngani? Ngoba kuphambana nokuzwa komuntu. Uma ufuna ukuwina, luza.
Do you see why so few walk the road and endure and persevere? It is because they're not willing to deny themselves, for this which Jesus said is so contrary to our human instinct.
Ngoba uma uqedile ukufunda nani unemgomo ephambili phakeme. Ufuna ukuphakama uJesu uthi uyothotshiswa. Thoba khona uzophakama.
If you've just completed your studies and that you have high goals for your life, you want to achieve something, Jesus said, if you really want to achieve, be willing to lose, be willing to go down, and you will gain.
Lokho ke kuyinkinga ezizweni zonke, kodwa kuyinkinga enkulu futhi eAfrika bazalwane. Kuyinkinga umuntu ophakeme akasakwazi ukuxosha nephepha phansi, akakwazi ukushanela, akakwazi ukuhamba ayidele. Ngoba phela umkhulu kodwa ulahlekelwa izwi nezibusiso zezwi.
This is a universal problem in every country. In Africa in particular, one sees how people who gain any position esteem themselves as so important that they cannot pick up a paper, they cannot do anything lowly, and so they don't gain anything. They lose because they try to grab at things.
AmaJuda bebelindele uMesiya. Uma kufika uMesiya uzobakhulula ejokweni lamaRoma. Uzosuka abakhulule koHerodi. Bakhululeke. Babe nefreedom.
The Jews, when Jesus came, it was in a dispensation where they were looking for a political liberation from the yoke of Rome.
Wathi uJesu kubona abafundi bakhe, wathi indodana yomuntu kudingeka ihlupheke ibulawe.
Jesus said to his disciples, the Son of Man needs to suffer and be killed.
UPetru wambamba ngesandla wamisa eceleni. Wangamsola phambi kwabanye, wamsola bebodwa, wathi Nkosi musa ukusho njalo.
Now Peter, not wanting to rebuke him openly, took him by the arm to one side and said, Lord, don't even think in this way. Don't say it.
Musa Nkosi, lokho akusoze kwenziwe kuwe, verse 22.
He said, far be it from you, Lord, this shall never happen to you.
Never.
Peter
says, never. I will never allow that.
UPetru wathi ngeke, ngeke sivumelane nento enjalo.
UJesu wathi buyela emva kwami, Satan.
Jesus said, get behind me, Satan.
Wisikhubekiso kimi.
For you are a stumbling block to me.
Ngoba awuqondo kaNkulunkulu. Gepho kwabantu awuboni ngamehlo kaNkuluNkulu ubone ngamehlo abantu.
For you are not mindful of the things of God, but rather you are mindful of the things of men.
That's the high cost of discipleship. Uma ufuna ukuba umfundi mzalwane ngiyakela uzokhokha inani elikhulu.
So if you want to be a true disciple, you need to know there is a great price to be paid.
Kuyabiza ukuba umfundi kaJesu, yikho abaningi kangaka behluleka.
Because it costs so much, that is why so many fail along the way.
UJesu wathi uma uthanda ubaba nomama kunami awungifanele.
Jesus said, if you love your father or mother more than me, you are not worthy of me.
Uma uthanda indodana yakho nendodakazi yakho kakhulu kunami thabathi isiphambano awufanele.
And if you love son or daughter more than me, and if you don't take up your cross and follow me, you are not worthy of me.
Angakabi nayo iminyaka eyinkulu eyikhulu. Kodwa sengibona abazalwana abaningi abahluleka ukuba ngabafundi bakaJesu bathanda omngabo bathanda amadodana namadodakazi kunoJesu.
I'm not yet 100 years old, but I've seen many Christians who rather side with their child, wife, daughter, son than Jesus.
Uma uzidela ikuJesu ethi uma uhluleka ukuyidela ngeke ube umfundi wami.
That is why Jesus said, if you do not deny yourself, you cannot be my disciple.
Ukudinaya ngesiGriki aphane umai uyabona uqala ngo apha njengaphathi aphathi uhlukanise into uyibuyisela aphane moai.
Now that is the Greek word for this word deny, which starts with the meaning of apart.
And it means to utterly, completely disown and separate oneself from it. Kuchaza ukuthi uyihlukanise nento ngokupheleleyo. Into yakho. Uyihlukanise kungabi into yakho. Uhlukanise nayo. Uyiphike.
Total, absolute denial, separation from that thing.
Uma ungakwazi ukwenza lokho, ngeke ube umfundi wami.
If you cannot do that, you can never be my disciple.
Uyabona ke manje uma usuhlolisisa ngokwembhalo, ubona ukuthi hayi, cha lo mfundi, lo uthisha nhloko weBible school. Ube ngesona isilima. Kukhona imfihlakalo ayibambile.
Now if you re-examine that principle of that college that we had spoken of earlier, you begin to realize that his technique was indeed backed up by scripture.
Ngelinye ilanga insizwa enhle. Insizwa yeyinsizwa. Ibukeka. Iza kuJesu icebile isigwile esikhulu ithi inkosi kumele ukuthi ngenze njani ngene embusweni wezulu na.
One day a young man, very handsome, very successful, wealthy, came to Jesus and said, what must I do to inherit the kingdom of God?
Wathi hlonipha yazisa uyihlononyoko ungebi ungafebi.
Jesus said, honor your father and mother, do not commit adultery, etc. He went through the list of commandments. But then he said, young man, one thing you lack. And as Jesus looked at him, he loved him.
Bayindlala abantu abanjalo abangasho ukuthi kusukela phansi angaze ngithathe into yomuntu angaze ngiqamba amanga ngiyahlonipha abazali bami nani bayindlala abantu abanjalo mhlawumbe ngoqala mhlawumbe futhi ngokugcina.
There are very few people with a clean record like this young man had who could say, I have obeyed my parents, I have obeyed this and that. Perhaps he was the only one like that. He was upright. Despite his wealth. His parents must have brought him up and have really dealt with him in a way that brought out integrity and honesty. Jesus looked upon him and loved him. He wouldn't have had that attitude if this young man was being hypocritical about what he said.
He besungilandele uzoba nengcebo ezulwini.
Jesus said, one thing you lack, take all that you own, go and sell it all, and then come and follow me. Then you'll have an inheritance in heaven.
Wambuka cabanga wacabanga ubuso bakhe kwajika wamfulathela uJesu wahamba.
He looked back at Jesus, was silent, then sullen, turned away and walked away.
UJesu wathi kulukhulu ukuthi umuntu ocebile angene embusweni wezulu.
Then Jesus said, it is difficult for a person that is rich to enter into heaven.
Besithi qondene nabacebile, mhlawumbe nawe ucebile. Unabafowenu, unodadewenu, unekhaya lakini, unabazali, unabangane, ucebile nawe. Mhlawumbe nakuwe kulukhulu ukuthi udedele uvalelise nakho konke umlandele uJesu ube nengcebo ezulwini.
Now maybe you say, well, obviously it was because he was just too rich. Think about yourself. Maybe you are rich in other types of things. You have family, you have friends, brothers and sisters, lots of things that are very precious to you, and you are not willing to deny all to follow Jesus.
Awucabange nje ukuthi le nsizwa uma yavuma yaba nengcebo ezulwini yamlandela uJesu ukuthi bekuzoba umuntu obusisekile kanjani.
Just imagine, had this young man obeyed Jesus and done exactly as Jesus had said and received a heavenly treasure and he had followed Jesus, how blessed he would have been. Maybe he would have been one of the disciples of Jesus. Maybe he could have become an apostle.
Mhlawumbe iTestament elisha belizogcwala ngomsebenzi wakhe nezibusiso zakhe uNkulunkulu asebenze ngayo.
Maybe there would be writings in the New Testament, many of them about how the Lord had worked through him.
Kodwa indaba yakhe iphela lapha, asahlangani futhi, asazi lutho, asazi kusasa lakhe labanjani.
But his story meets up with a dead end street. He stopped right there. We hear nothing of him again.
But what kind of a man could have he been if he would have let go?
Kodwa ngabe waba zoba umuntu onjani uma evuma ukuthi adedele ashize into.
Mhlawumbe bezoba umshumayeli oyisimanga. Mhlawumbe uNkulunkulu bezosebenza imanga ngaye. Kodwa konke lokho walahlekelwa yikona. Ngiyabona ukuthi uyashe esihogweni lapho ekhona uma ingaphendukanga emva kwalokho.
Just imagine the type of preacher he could have become had he denied all his possessions and followed the Lord. Perhaps he's burning in hell if he didn't repent after that.
Thousands of years already. 2,000 years he's burning.
Segu izinkulungwan zeminyaka embili eshisa khona esihogweni.
Ngoba.
Because.
Bekhona isithixo, bekhona into eyodwa empilweni yakhe.
There was this God.
Eyaba isithixo sakhe.
The single idol in his life.
UJesu wathi uma ungavalelisi nakho konke ungeke uthabathe isiphambano sakho.
And Jesus said, if you do not deny all, say goodbye to everything and take up his cross, you cannot follow him.
Kodwa lokho ke akusho ukuthi wonke umuntu akadayise konke anakho.
This does not imply that everybody has to sell their material possessions. But spiritually, this is the principle.
Ngikhumbula ngo 1956, noma 50, roundabout there.
I remember roundabout 1956.
Umfowethu uyise ka-Ano efika kimi ethi elo ngidayisa konke zonke iy'tolo amabhizinisi neplazi ngidayisa konke ngilandela uJesu.
My oldest brother, Kufriedel, came to me and he said, I'm going to sell everything, businesses, farms, whatever, and I'm going to follow Jesus.
Ngathi mfowethu angikwazi ukunqumela umthetho.
I said, brother, well, I can't make the rule for you.
Kodwa mina, uma ubuza mina, angakuzwa lokho.
But I said to him, if you're to ask that of me, I don't yet feel that.
Thembeka lapho khona, kuthathe konke, kungabi okwakho, kube okwenkosi. Konke kubeke elathini.
Did you say to him?
Yes.
I said to him, take all that you have, all that God has blessed you with, and consecrate it there on the altar. Leave it there before God.
Tela konke.
Deny everything.
Unikele kuNkulunkulu.
Surrender it to God.
Ngathi ube njengendoda enenkosikazi. IBhayibheli lithi onenkosikazi abe njengomuntu ongenayo inkosikazi.
Be like it says in the Bible of a husband who has a wife who should live like a man who has no wife.
Onengcebo aphile njengomuntu ongenayo ingcebo.
The one who has a treasure like one who is not rich.
Thatha konke ukubeka elathini.
In other words, take everything and surrender it on the altar.
Wakwenza.
He did it.
Kusho ukuthi uJesu wathi kulo oyisigwili kodwa wena kudayise ngempela ngoba kwabantu akufani. Lo kanje, lo kanje.
But to the rich young man, Jesus was saying, literally, sell all that you have. Jesus speaks in unique ways to different people, but to this young man, he meant it materially.
Kodwa akushoyo ukuthi uma uthanda ukuba umfundi wakhe valelisa nakho konke nakho.
But the principle still being, if you want to follow him, then say goodbye to everything treasured.
Ngikhumbula uJesu engibiza ngisemusha.
I remember when the Lord Jesus called me when I was still very young.
Abe ngithanda ukuhlala nabazali.
I so enjoyed living with my parents.
Abe ngingafane ngale namhlanje. Esiphume emakhaya sihlukana noyise, sihlukane nonina, ziye emadilobheni. Ngisuke ngithi awu kodwa kunhloboni lokhu. Ngoba mina bengingathanda ukuthi lishonile ilanga ngingekho kubaba, ngingekho kumama. Ngibalandele, ngibalandele. Ikhaya lakithi. Ngiseyingane lishona ilanga ngingekho ekhaya. Awu, bengifa.
I wasn't like youth are today who use their first opportunity just to get out the house and run away from their parents, get to the city as quick as possible. No, I loved home. I loved to be with my parents. I would feel troubled if I wasn't at home by the time the sun had set.
Ingane zakithi, uma kungekho yedwa, kube khona isikhalo esikhulu.
And if even one of the children wasn't home, there would be a gap. We'd all feel it.
Kodwa msukwane, uJesu engibiza, ethi ngilandele. Ngikhumbula namhlanje, ngiphume endlini, a sitting room. Ngiphume front door. Ngihamba. Bezehla inyembezi. Ngithi hawu, elo uyaphuma namhlanje useboksini. Bekukufa kimi.
I remember when the Lord Jesus called me then to work for him, and I made my decision. I walked out of the lounge. I was weeping. There were tears in my eyes. I walked through that front door and I said, Erlo, you're as good as buried. You're in a coffin now.
Ngifile maqondana no baba no ma. Ngifile maqondana no nabakithi. Ngifile. Bengazi kubaleke lokho. Ngingadwebe isithombe namhlanje. Into eyenzeka nini? Ngo 50. Azu 51 noma 52.
And I said, I am dead to my parents, I'm dead to my family, dead to everything that I've held dear. That was about 1951 or 52.
Ngafunda ukufa maqondana nobaba nomama nabafowethu nekhaya lakithi nefa ngishiye konke ngahamba ngathi ukuba umfundi kaJesu kuukufa.
I denied myself regarding my parents, my family, my home, my inheritance, everything, and I realized I've had to die to it. Have you ever experienced that? I remember a certain preacher from Russia. He told me how much he loved his wife and his six children. He had been hired as a KGB or
B, yes.
KGB agent.
Amaphoyisa aseRussia.
The secret service.
Abashumayeli. Bebe tume a Siberia.
He had been arrested.
Banda kona. Bebe fela kona.
He had been arrested by them. Because at that time, it was the practice of the KGB to arrest preachers and then to send them, to exile them up north to Siberia in the coldest places possible.
Uti lapo bengbopa, behamba nami. Uti ngafa. Ngavalelisa ngihamba kumngami endleleni nengane zami ngathi bye bye ngeke ngiphinde nginibone ngavalelisa uthi hey ngadela konke.
He said, as a preacher, when the KGB came to arrest me and I was led away from my wife and my children, I had to die to them. He said it was awfully difficult. It was undergoing death to them.
Kumbulani ke lo mzalwane ebengikhuluma ethi ngakhiphi ingane zami enhlizweni yami. Kusho ukuthi wakwenza lokho wathatha umkakhe wamkhipha nengane uthi ubezophela amandla uma kade namathele kubona.
Remember what I said earlier on about that dying man who said, I took those children out of my heart. Now this preacher, when he was arrested, he said he would have suffered too much. He wouldn't have made it had he clung to his wife and children in his heart. He had to separate. I heard him preach in Cape Town.
Wathi kwenzeke inqaba lapho ngibabeke altari baphele kwafa uthando lwenyama uNkulunkulu wanginika uthando lwakhe. Ngabathanda ngenye indlela ababanga isikhubekiso kimi ngabathanda mo kodwa ngothando lukaNkulunkulu hayi ngolwabantu.
He said, when I was willing to surrender that human love I had for them on the altar, surprisingly God gave me an even greater love for them. But this time it was the love of God for my family. He said, I wasn't kept back from serving the Lord. Even in Siberia, in exile, I continued working for the Lord. He said, but I died regarding them. One day some Greeks came saying, we want to see Jesus of Nazareth. And when they had seen him and met him, Jesus spoke to them.
Wathi, truly, truly, ngempela, ngempela, konje kuthwani ngesiZulu, ngiqinisile, ngiqinisile.
Verily, verily, I say to you.
Wathi uma inhlamvu kakolweni ingawanga phansi emhlabathini yafa izosala yodwa.
If a grain of wheat doesn't fall down onto the ground and die, it will remain alone.
Just hear that. It will remain alone. Maybe you're alone. How many souls have you saved? How many people have you brought to Jesus? You're alone. Why? You haven't died yet. You don't know what it means.
Izosala iyodwa njalo. Kazi ukuthi wena usubalethile yini abanye kuJesu. Awu ukuzidela awukwazi yikho ukuthi abekho izithelo azikho.
Uthu Jesu uma umuntu ethanda ukungilandela.
So Jesus said, if any man wants to follow me,
ngesiNgisi kusho kahle follow me, come after. Come emva kwakhe, hayi phambi kwakhe, emva kwakhe.
I like the English translation here where it says, who comes after me. Not before me, but after me.
Uma ufuna ukumlandela uJesu, ube umlandeli, kufanele ukuthi uvalelise nakho konke onakho.
If you want to follow after Jesus, you've got to deny everything you have.
Kusho ukuthi kuchaza ukuyinikela ngokupheleleyo.
And that describes absolute surrender.
Uma ukwenza lokho, uzoba umfundi kaJesu, umlandele. Uma ikhuluma nawe, ngeke usho ukuthi hawu kodwa yilo, look.
If you do that, you'll be his disciple and follow him. You won't be thinking, but what about this person? What about that?
Yakhumbula uJesu ebiza abantu. Woza ukulandela. Wathi hawu Nkosi, ngisanda ukushada. Umakhosi usekhaya.
Remember Jesus when he called some to follow him. The one man answered, but Lord, I've just got married and my wife is at home.
Omunye wathi, ngisathe thenga inkomo ezishumi.
And the other said, but I've just bought 10 oxen.
Ngisagijima ngisaya khona ukuzohlola zona.
I've got to go and check on them.
Omunye wathi, ubaba uyafa, ngisazomhlelela umngcwabo.
The other said, my father's gravely ill. I must go and arrange the funeral.
Uma bembikela uJesu ngokuphendula kwabo, wathukuthela wafa. Wathi inkosi yathukuthela, yafunga yathi akekho noyedwa kulaba abazolidlifa abazobenesabele etafuleni.
And as Jesus was telling this allegory, he said, the Lord who had called them said, none of them will be able to come and be with him in his palace. This applies to us all.
Noma singabantu abafika njalo, noma sivakashile namhlanje, noma singobani. Uma ufuna ukuya ezulwini, nayi indlela.
Whether you are a regular member here and you come and listen to services here often, or if you visiting, this applies across the board. If you want to go to heaven, here is the way. Have you said goodbye to everything else? Is there something that you love more than Jesus? If you have done that, surrendered completely, you won't just try and side with your child.
You'll never justify your child. You'll never side with your wife or your child. You see why some people have godless children. Children that are on the way to hell. It's not only sacrificing the good things. Some people hold on to direct sin, damnable things, things of hell. Like Tante Waltraud said to that man, Don't argue, speak those things. You talk like this because your life is full of sin. Oh my.
Kwabanye ayikuthi kuyizinto ezinje kodwa izono uqobolwazo babambelela kuzo izono babe njengalendoda uTante Valtrat eshukuyana ukuthi wena ndoda kuzukhuluma kanje ugcwele izono.
I think Jesus is coming soon.
Ngibona ukuthi uJesu uyeza masinyane.
I can't tell you when.
Angikwazi ukusho ukuthi nini.
Jesus even said he doesn't know the time. Only the Father.
What uJesu ngisho naye akasazi isikhathi. Ubaba kuphela.
When he comes down on the clouds, riding the clouds, coming down.
Kodwa
and you see him there. With his blazing eyes, his head shining brighter than the sun in its brightness. Will you run away or will you meet him and say, yes, Lord, you meant more to me than anything else in the world?
Uma esebuya, uma sehla namafu. Ekhanya njengelanga namandla akhe kazi ukuthi uzomhlangabeza nentokozo noma wanamathela ezintweni zomhlaba uzudabuka ufuna ukuhamba.
Maybe you're thinking of marriage. Your marriage can be planned already and he can come back before you are married.
Mhlambe ucabange ngomshado usuhlelile umshado kanti uzokulanda ungakashadi.
Dan's cousin was a lawyer in Maritzburg and she died the other day with her two children, small children, 8-9 year olds.
Umzala kaDan ongummeli inkosikazi yafa kanye nezingane zakhe ezimbili emotweni.
He can come to you in different ways. He can come with a last shout, trumpet sound. He can come in an accident, sickness, whatever it may be. Will you meet him as one who was a follower of him or not?
Asanda kungcwatshwa kanti mhlawumbe uJesu uzoza ngecilongo kuwena, mhlawumbe emotweni kube ingozi, kunoma yiphi indlela kazi ukuthi uzoba usulungele ukufika kwakhe.
Doesn't matter whether you're a Buddhist, a Muslim, a Hindu, whatever you, doesn't matter, he'll come. He died, he rose again, he's coming again to judge. And he'll judge you. Are you ready?
Noma uyilunga la lipi iphi inkolo noma uyibuddhist noma isuluman akuyafana nje uJesu wafa futhi uzobuya kaze ukuthi usulungele lolu suku na.
Where you a lazy man
noma uyivila
noma if you're a wise man
noma
a woman
uhlakaniphile
brilliant educated, uneducated, doesn't matter. You'll stand before him and be judged accordingly. He didn't come to judge the world, but his words will judge us.
Noma ufundile, noma ungafundanga, noma uyimuphi umuntu emhlabeni, uzoza futhi uzoma phambi kwakhe, amazwi akhe azosahlulela. Let's pray.
Siyabonga Nkosi ukuzwa izwi lakho.
Thank you Lord that we could listen to your word.
Sicela ukuthi umoya ongcwele asimbulele ukuthi lamazwi athini.
Lord, we ask you that by your Holy Spirit you would explain to us and make clear to us what these words mean.
Ngoba wafika uzobuya ufike kwesibili.
Lord, you've come the first time and you've promised to come the second, where each one will give account before you.
Kwangathi ke ilona lo Nkosi angama engenawo amahloni engenakulahlwa ekubhujisweni kwaphakade kodwa ezwa amazwi okubonga ukuthi wena nciku enhle ethembekileyo.
Lord, may each one here be able to stand before you without shame, but rather to hear the words from your mouth, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
Amen.
Amen.
Awu isolo emgcwabeni bekhona indoda endala yacela ukucula isolo. Yacula, hayi, yacula leyo ndoda. Yayisifaka nebandla ngasegcineni. When I've gone the last mile of the way. Ah, becula. Angikwazi ukumlingisa.
Yesterday at the funeral,
ngoba kuhlabeni la sicule.
An old man got up and he sang a solo and at the end brought in the congregation to sing that chorus which says, "When I've gone the last mile of the way."
One day we'll go the last mile of the way.
Ngelinye ilanga sizohamba imayile yokugcina.
Babusisiwe abezwayo nabalalelayo.
Blessed are those who hear and obey.
Belalelisisa begcina.
Listen carefully
amazwi kaJesus
and keep the words of Jesus.